Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Melissa Turner, organizer for today's events in Washington for the longest day and co-owner of Blissed Out Movement. Today is the longest day of the year. It's also a day that the Alzheimer's Association works to raise funds and awareness for care and support while advancing research toward the first survivor of Alzheimer's. Today, events began in Washington Central Park as early as 7 o'clock and will go until 7 o'clock this evening.
On the 21st, we have planned the longest day, a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. We have a full day of events going on, and in the morning we're starting at 7 a.m. So the whole day is from 7 to 7. 7 a.m. we're starting with some morning yoga. At 8 o'clock we have Repurpose It is doing a painting project with Annie Sloan Paints. At 9 o'clock the Washington County Hospital is, their dietary department is doing a demonstration, a food demonstration. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to be having, Lending Hands is going to be doing an activity. At 10:15, Halcyon House will be doing an activity with residents. At 10:30, Pause & More will be coming and doing pet therapy. At 11 o'clock, there will be Journeys of Dementia. So people will be sharing about people they care for. And there's people will be sharing their stories of dementia and Alzheimer's. At 11:30, there'll be Tai Chi with Amy Cleese from the UP home. At 12 o'clock, we're going to have a lunch and learn. So there'll be sack lunches available by donation from the Applewood Bistro. We have a few presenters that will be coming to talk about different healing modalities they do in our Washington County. There'll be Ann Tweeten, Tammy Howard, Kathy Cuddeback, Ruth Jones, Sue Dusterhoft, and Loretta Coleman. At 1 o'clock, from 1 to 3, we'll be having some different make and take classes. There'll be the Let Center and Wild Oil Collective will be doing those. At 3 o'clock, there'll be line dancing with Becky Carter from Halcyon House. At 4 o'clock, there'll be family yoga. At 6 o'clock, there's evening yoga. From 10 to 2, there's support for Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers. And from 12 to 7, there'll be shopping vendors. From 4 to 7, there'll be live music with the Southeast Iowa Folk Music Club. And also the Stonewall Brick Oven Pizza will be there.
So it's a full day.
It's an absolutely full day.
And where is all this going to happen?
It's going to be at Central Park in Washington. And all the activities, the workshops, everything is being donated by the businesses. So there'll be a free will donation for everybody to come and join us.
And what is the idea behind having something going all day?
To get the most out of the longest day of sunlight and to be spending time with our loved ones while we're doing things we love.
And how does this all tie into the Alzheimer's Foundation?
The Alzheimer's Association has an event across the United States, this longest day, and we're just choosing to participate and bring it to our community.
And are you ready?
We are very ready. We're very excited.
What's your part in all of this?
Blissed Out Movement. I am one of the owners, Susan Griggs and myself. I'm Melissa Turner. And we are hosting and sponsoring the Longest Day event.
And with all of this, the yoga in particular, since that's what you're tied to most mm-hmm. directly, is that open for newcomers?
Absolutely. We are at the Halcyon House right now, and it's open to the public. We have all different levels of classes. Everybody's welcome to any class we offer.
And is this Wednesday a good time to try it out for the first
yes,
time?
Yes, it's a great time to try it out. So the yoga classes we have at 7 a.m., the morning class, and then there'll be a family yoga class at 4, and then the 6 o'clock. They're great ways to try it out and to get a little acquainted with how we offer our classes.
And with yoga in particular, is this something where you have clients of all ages or mobility levels?
Yes, definitely. We have all ages, all levels of activity that come in, from just getting off the couch to having a very, very active fitness life. So it's for everybody.
That's been today's Washington Page with Melissa Turner talking about the longest day. being observed in Washington's Central Park throughout the day. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.